time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Martel's Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANOACAJAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRA.
FAIR.
FAIR. DDANASA.
CGA.
Sure. CGI. We don't speak for any of that. They're stuff.
None of them.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves, if you heard the last show. Shelly. Mark.
Bruce.
My name's Bruce. Welcome to Recovery 101. You're?
Shelly, you just said
and?
So.
Mark Yebm.
There you go. See, it was Shelly B. So, Shelly was off for a while. She was doing sponsorly things.
Did she bring us back good tidings?
We have in our studio right now 32 caramel apples.
30.
But not, or 30.
Because they've been being eaten as the
show's
going on.
Not just caramel. There's dark chocolate. There's one called Avalanche. Yeah. There's one called Toffee Crunch.
I'm pretty
sure they're going to be two fewer when Mark leaves.
At least. I got a question. Are there any caramel apples in there?
Caramel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There's some plain caramel apples.
Yeah, but I have dibs on at least two of those.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't have the other fancy schmancy ones.
Fancy schmancy?
Yeah.
Well, last year we had 36 dozen Oreo, chocolate dipped Oreo
cookies.
Those
cookies are $25 a tray now.
How many did you get this time?
Four. I did get four.
Uh-huh.
We could break one of those open if you wanted.
Wendy wants another one.
Wendy wants a cheesecake one. It's okay by me. Yes.
Have an apple. There's cookies. There's cookies in that bag right there in front of you, Mark.
Yeah.
That white bag.
Are you saying we should
There's
get a box of cookies
Oreo
out?
Cookies
should we break
there.
One of those open during the show?
You could break one of those open if you want. Chocolate dipped Oreo cookies with goodies on top. $25 a box. Yeah.
No. Give me the box.
So he's like, give me the box. So.
You know what? We should. If we had a video of this, watching Shelly getting this box open. She's got that addict look on her face. Go, Shelly, go. Go, Shelly, go.
Everyone's like, get
My
it.
My sponsor
get
is saying, get it, Shelly, get it.
You can do it. Does Bruce want one? Is everybody enjoying this show so far?
We're going to have to do some serious editing on this one.
Everyone at home is like, what the hell are they doing? They're spending all their time getting cookies out.
We are.
To eat.
It's Christmas time. We are in the Christmas season.
Do you remember what we did last Christmas?
We gave somebody their heart.
With the cookies, I mean. We ate lots of these cookies last year.
We did.
A grip of these.
And the very next day, we gave them away.
I'm giving them away right now, as a matter of fact.
See?
What I'm going to do this
if I can't
year,
bend, if I can't bend forward far enough to reach the box of cookies, should I not eat
maybe
any?
Maybe you should not be eating them.
So what's up?
Yep.
This took the place of bantering?
The topping on this cookie is too thick, though.
It's marzipan.
Okay, the marzipan is too thick. So anyway, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
I had a bite of frickin' cookie just as you start.
You may want to move that heater.
What the heck?
No, these are pretty good, though.
All right. We have a shout-out to all the shout-outs that we did last time.
Actually,
I'm not going to be able to do this and eat this
Wendy,
like
you
cookie.
Chase
like
that
you won't be
down
able
with
to.
A cookie? You want to chase that apple down with a cookie? These are really good.
All right. Reading, Pennsylvania.
Why are you holding your hand triumphantly in the air?
Because I'm starting the Boozy News. Everybody stop eating. In Reading, Pennsylvania, residents were so disappointed in the Christmas tree that just went up this week that they petitioned to have it taken down.
That's now, like the one here in Covina.
Yeah. Now, the mayor said that they should, it was a tree that was trying its best and that they should, everybody should give it another chance. And the resident said, no, thank
wait,
you.
Wait, wait, wait. A tree that was trying its best?
Yes. Like the, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor, the people of the town said, no, we'll raise $1,000 to buy a replacement. And they want to raise a total of $5,000 so they can get decorations and other stuff for it. And a new tree lighting ceremony will be held. The city planned to get the tree from a tree farm, but the owner wouldn't let their crews drive on the wet ground, so they couldn't pick it up. So they just went to the city park and cut down a tree.
Wow.
I saw the picture of the tree. It's actually not quite as pathetic as our city's Christmas tree.
We have the worst.
We have the worst. The lights go in the wrong freaking direction.
Now, and let me tell you something.
They go up and down instead of around the tree. It's
from up and
ridiculous.
Down. Now, here's the problem. In the new Centennial Park in Covina, over by the bandstand, there is a prime tree in the shape of a Christmas tree. It's in perfect shape. It's a perfect tree. They put these things on a big tree, but it's a horrible pine tree. It's not even, it doesn't have any good shape to it at all. And they have one that's about 25, 30 feet tall that is looks like a gigantic Christmas tree. It's awesome. And they don't use it. I thought 100% for sure they were going to use it as a Christmas tree.
No, because we have to have lame-ass lights that go up and down instead of around the Christmas tree. There's no decorations. There's nothing. It's just these stupid lights that go up and down. It's like
we have a guy down the street that does decorations every year for Christmas.
Yeah. They should
hire
him. He
has a gigantic pine tree in his front yard that has gigantic ornaments and stuff all over. It puts the city's Christmas tree to shame.
Okay. Our porch light puts the city's Christmas tree to shame.
It does. It really does.
It's that bad.
My Christmas windows put the city's Christmas tree to shame.
Okay. In Iowa City. Iowa.
That's a good place to put Iowa City.
I believe that Iowa was just recently one of the six states that just legalized medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana or legalized marijuana?
Well, there was a couple that just legalized it for both purposes, but then there were others that legalized it for medical purposes.
Okay.
Like if you run out of pot, you get bummed.
Yeah.
Jalen Turner, 19 years old, in Iowa City, got locked out of her apartment. It's kind of a bummer. It's probably not a good idea to get to call the police to get you back into your apartment when you're locked out if you've left all of your drug paraphernalia out on the table.
Oh, yeah. Not a good idea.
And that's exactly what she did. She called the police. The police couldn't get her in, so they called the fire department. The fire department got her in.
What kind of drug paraphernalia?
Well, there were...
Obviously, with the kind of safe security system she had, it was extensive.
Yes.
Sitting out on the coffee table in full view of the front door were two bongs, two grinders, an electronic scale, two potted marijuana plants, and then in the other room there were grow lights on, so there were more plants. But none of them, and here's the interesting part, she was arrested because none of them had a tax stamp.
Well,
none of the plants had a tax stamp on them yet.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because I know what a grinder used to be.
Me too.
Is there a new thing for a grinder with smoking weed?
I don't know. It just says grinder. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, usually grinder is for grinding up either meth or coke and turning it into powder.
They have a weed grinder now? Thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah.
Peanut Gallery.
People with less time have more information.
Yes.
Well, they're closer to the drug scene.
That's right.
So, let's see. We have a famous person death alert, the Deadpool. In Washington, former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry has passed away.
Overdose?
No. I think he had a heart attack.
Yeah. Because he was probably smoking crack again.
No. He's actually...
This is a... you know what the problem is, though? This is highly likely a crack death, so it should be...
No, not a crack death.
You ever notice how close that is to the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B? Do you hear that? You do it slow. Do it fast. Never mind.
You can certainly play a kazoo. My word. Well,
I play an awesome air guitar, too.
John Smith, his next story, used to be the executive director of a group called Love in Action. The group existed from 1990 to 2008.
Bow, chicka, wow,
wow. No, really not. It was a religious group designed to pray the gay away.
Oh, how did that work out?
He said the group's main purpose was to stop people from being attracted to those of the same sex.
Yeah, pray away the gay.
Yes, they determined that homosexuality was something that could be changed and you could simply love someone else.
If you can't be with the one you love.
Well, don't love the one you're with if they're the same sex. You're with. What the heck is there semaphore going on over here?
Cookie and apple, what do you want? Oh, praying the gay away?
We're about to find out.
My opinion on that is no. Did it work for you? Oh, see? There you go.
At any rate, the whole point of the frickin' story is that John Smith,
yeah,
the
that
former...
that sticks with you for a while when you make comments like that.
The Why? Former...
The former head of the Love It Action Group married his partner last week, Larry McQueen.
Larry McQueen?
Yes. So apparently praying the gay away really didn't work so well for him.
So he was trying to pray the gay away.
Mm-hmm. He said, I believed in a faith, I'm quoting him here, I believed in a faith that something was going to happen, and it never did. So at my age, right now in my life, and I don't have that many good years left in me, I can't live like this for the rest of my life. So I said, no, I'm not willing to keep pushing after something that's not going to happen.
So that's I married my gay lover.
Yes.
Nice.
See, that is just proof positive that it works.
Your money's good at my store.
All right. Logan Airport.
Boston.
In Boston. Had an unusual event today at 11:23. They responded to a report of a man who was seen entering the female restroom. That would not have been...
Was he trying to pray the gay away?
No, that would not have been so unusual on the face of it, although, you know, maybe he just went into the wrong bathroom, right? No, he went into the wrong bathroom, took off all his clothes, climbed up into the duct work in the ceiling, and waited to see if a woman would come in. The police entered the bathroom, whereupon he fell through the ceiling onto the floor, completely stark naked, had cuts all over his head and body from falling through. Then somehow managed to get past the police who had come into the restroom, ran out into the airport and randomly attacked an 84-year-old man who was hospitalized with serious but not life-threatening injuries. He was charged with attempted murder, mayhem, assault and battery on a person over 60, which is apparently a separate crime, assault and battery of a police officer, lewd and lascivious act, and malicious destruction to property over $250.
He's not getting out for a while.
Chuck Norris is over 60. If you attacked him, how would that turn out?
Yeah.
You break all your fingers in your hand.
He doesn't do push-ups. Yeah, he pushes the world down.
You
know what Chuck Norris has behind his beard? Another fist.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, carjackers. Well, actually, they are carjackers, but they hijacked in Conakry, Guinea. This is in Africa.
Badonkadonk.
Two men held up a taxi. They carjacked a taxi. They got everybody out of the taxi, stole their watches and whatever money, any whatever valuables they had on them, and demanded that they leave the little cooler bag on the back seat. No one's heard from those bandits since this happened,
but the
health authorities are very interested in catching up with them because there were blood samples from Ebola patients on their way to a research facility in the bag.
Oh.
We may never hear from those bandits again. They may have stolen their own death.
Get caught holding the bag.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a heck of a, I don't even want to call that dumb criminal because they really didn't know what it was, but wow.
Leave the bag. The bag has Ebola samples in it. You really want me to leave it?
Yeah, that's what they should have said.
Well, no, it says in the story that they tried to explain to them that it was tainted blood, that it had it was infectious material, that they had come from an Ebola treatment facility, and the guys didn't believe them.
You know what?
And they did this at gunpoint, so it wasn't like that the people,
You know what?
Then they deserve what they get.
You get what you deserve. Yeah. Joey, your left eye's leaking.
Yeah.
Now, wait, where was the other? Okay, I can't find that one, but let's go to the last one. You guys have seen or heard of the television show Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In Lorena, Texas, we have a Breaking Bad-ish kind of a story. Mailman Edward Flores was just arrested for delivering meth on his postal route, which actually, when you think about it, is kind of a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I used to know bar waitresses that would deliver meth to tables. It was completely normal for them to pick up money off tables and to leave things at tables. So,
well, he was delivering it on his regular postal route.
Okay. To people who knew it was coming?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's better.
Apparently from about 2008, they think he has been manufacturing methamphetamine in his home. And then he would take it around on his regular route in uniform in the postal van to his customers and deliver it.
He's going away for a while.
Deliver it when he delivered the mail.
Hey, Bruce, I'm just wondering. If you delivered heroin via the postal service, would that be junk mail?
Yes.
I'm just wondering.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Now, interestingly enough, Edward Flores' wife, her name is not listed because they don't think she's involved in this, is the postmaster. Yes, she was unaware that
he was...
Does
that make her the postmistress?
Yes.
She was unaware that he was doing this. Now, how do you cook meth at your home and have your spouse be unaware of it?
I'm doing science experiments with Junior for his science class.
Well, I mean, they're...
For 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
It's a long-term study.
Yeah,
and they've investigated the postmaster. Apparently, she's not involved, but he was arrested, and he's probably not going to get out for a very long time.
It's all federal stuff.
Yes.
In California, did that get dropped to a misdemeanor now?
I don't think so.
I don't
think manufacturing does. Okay. Possession does.
Yeah, I think that if you...
I sponsor a guy, had four felonies on him.
Now has four tickets.
For various you know, possession of controlled substances and things, you know, got dropped to misdemeanors, and he's going to walk on all of them.
Okay. We do have one last hero of the week. Kazoos at the ready, gentlemen.
They are.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Wait, I forgot what... Oh. Hero of the week. Hero. Hero. He's not dead yet. Camp Pendleton, California.
He's a Marine.
Captain Derek Herrera. To the shores of Tripoli. He is actually the first American to receive this medical treatment. He was wounded in Afghanistan. He took a sniper bullet in the back that left him paralyzed from the chest down.
Ouch.
However, he stood and walked to receive his medal, his commendation, his Bronze Star at a ceremony last week. He is the first American to use a robotic device that creates electrical impulses that allows you to move your legs when you can't feel your legs. He's a super soldier now. The peanut gallery said that. He's doing fairly well. And I saw the pictures of him. He has the device. It powers his hip and his knee motion. He still does use, at this time, two, you know, the arm canes. But he stood and walked to get his Bronze Star.
Is his name Steve Austin?
No, I just said it was Derek Herrera.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up. Remember that show when it was on?
Yes.
Never thought that stuff could happen.
Well, my dad was such a realist. You know, $6 million man, which we were just talking about somewhere the other night. $6 million man. They give him bionic arms. He's able to lift incredible weights. And my dad's like, why doesn't his back break? I said, Dad, you need to suspend disbelief. It's because of his super strong arm. He goes, his back would break.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, oh.
The device is called the ReWalk Exoskeleton. It was just FDA approved. It's a $70,000 device.
How much?
$70,000.
That's cheap.
A deal.
For Marine Corps stuff.
As what?
Can we mass produce
these? It's
pretty
cheap for Marine Corps stuff.
Can we what?
Can we mass produce these?
That's what I was wondering where I was going.
I'd get them now just to help walk me around.
Yeah.
Well, that's the idea is, you know, it's $70,000 now, but... You know, if it works well enough and it doesn't cause complications, obviously they're going to start making it for a lot of other people.
On TV, $39.95. But wait, don't order yet.
If you order now, we'll give you the fabulous Freddie Ginsu glove.
It's like any medical device that's just been invented. It's $70,000 now, but if it works well and they can start mass producing it, although you can't be paralyzed from the neck down. You have to have movement in your upper body because part of your spine has to work in order for the electrical impulse, you know.
And if you order now, the fabulous Jason Maddock. It slices, dices, chops, grates, and mutilates.
Okay. And thank you, Derek Herrera.
How about the Bassmaster?
Shut up.
And thank you, Derek Herrera, for your service.
Yes,
and I'm
very glad
are able to walk again.
If you came to my store, you'd get a Hometown Heroes discount.
That's true.
But wait, don't buy yet. You can also get a Popeil's Pocket Fisherman.
That's correct.
And thank God that's the end of the boozy news.
It's a slap shop. It's made by the Germans. You know, they make good stuff.
Yeah.
We can't do this all day.
I know.
Apparently you guys can.
Oh, we're done.
What the heck is up with your dudes these days? You guys
we had a bad couple of shows.
You guys had serious dude issues. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines.
In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Ha! Half of this was you. Half of it was you.
It's you.
The one time you stopped right in the middle of it.
I didn't stop. You started when I was in the middle of a mouthful of cookie.
Yeah, what
it's
the heck was up with that?
With an Oreo in your mouth.
Oreo dudes. That just sounds wrong. Wait a minute. Are those the dudes you get from eating Oreos, or those dudes that come from Oreos? Why am I still talking into the mic?
You're never going to know when this segment ended because you won't know because there's no break whatsoever. So, Mark.
What's up, bros?
You have a topic.
I do?
Yes, you do. You did.
The easier, softer way.
The easier, softer way. Isn't that what we're all looking for?
Yeah.
Or certainly we're looking for at one time.
That's changed. What we once thought was the easier, softer way may no longer be.
Right. It turns out the easier, softer way was the harder way.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Was blind, but now I see.
Yeah.
Are you singing Amazing Grace now?
Yeah. So, Bruce, what's the easier, softer way?
Staying sober.
Who's the lead out music?
Lionel Richie.
Hello?
That's just wrong.
Is it me you're looking for? I saw a thing on a it was one of those signs like that you would see like posted to a telephone pole and it says hello. And it's got a picture of Lionel Richie and it goes, was it me you're looking for?
No, not ever.
Oh yes, at one time, Shelley. Oh yes. Lionel Richie on one of your favorite songs of all time.
Which was what?
Brick House.
Okay, well, yeah, but that was back when he was with a group, not just by himself.
But that was Lionel Richie. He likely wrote it. Ow, she's a brick house. She's my tomato, just letting it all hang out. Ow, she's a brick house.
We had to go there once he'd said that.
Do you know if that song comes on, no matter where she is or what she's doing, her hips start to swivel in the number 8. Mark's hanging himself with his microphone right now.
Yeah, how have we gotten so wildly off topic of both of these shows?
You know, I was wondering that.
Well, we're tired. It's
the
ass end of
Mark
the year.
Mark brought up this
topic
as a way that we could go completely sideways.
Yeah.
He told me that when he came up with it.
It'll be fun and easy. We
free
can
and
kick
easy
stuff around.
Free and easy down the road I go. So, Shelley, the easier, softer way. Miss, you guys have taken us off topic. Bring us back around.
Well, I, not wanting to be like my father, thought the easier, softer way for me would be to read a bazillion self-help manuals and exercise more and do all this other crap, which is mentioned in Chapter 3 of the Big Book.
How were those natural wines?
They made my teeth turn purple.
Okay.
that didn't really work out so well. I had a stack of books next to the bed. And the only one that actually was interesting that might be something that I might want to do in my life was called, what was it?
Transcendental Medication?
No.
That's the one.
I think it was by a woman named Myra Birnbaum, I think. and it was called The Gift of a Year. And it was basically an instruction manual on how to take a year in your life to take the time to do what you really need to do as a human being, to enrich your soul, to enrich your life, you know, apart from your job or whatever it is.
Does it start out with stop getting loaded?
No. It actually didn't have anything to do with recovery. But that was the only, of all the self-help books I read that year, that was the only one that I remember. Because the others, it was like, oh, this is the book. This is the thing that's going to fix it. Yeah, and
so it was
did.
The easier, softer way book.
Right. So I figured
you don't
if
have to get sober. Just fix your shit.
So I figured if I read all those books, then that would fix it. And I wouldn't have to do all the work of going to a recovery program.
How'd that work out for you?
I have 8 years sober now in 12-step recovery.
Because of that book?
No, because yes. I went the actual.
You specifically did something else.
Yes, I went the actual easy and softer way.
Took what we would call contrary action.
Okay, I got a sideways topic. Go off of this topic since this topic's going right through the toilet.
Okay.
Here's my question. And since she doesn't listen to the show ever, I can bring this up. A week from today, my girlfriend has 7 years sober.
Okay.
A week from today. Last time she went to a meeting was when I spoke and took a cake, which would be April. Do I get her a cake next Sunday? Do I even wish her happy birthday?
Bring her a newcomer chip. Say, welcome back to meetings.
Is time just time if you're not doing anything with it?
No, it is on my side. Yes, it is.
I think most people just call that life. But we won't have very much of it if we don't stick around for long.
You got to get her cake.
Get her
Did
half
she
a
get
cake.
Loaded?
Get her half a cake for a half measure.
Did she get loaded?
No.
Then she's still sober. So she still has the cake. She has the time.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Is that good with you, Shelly?
It's not my girlfriend.
What would you do for your girlfriend, Shelly?
Give her half a cake.
Okay.
Oh, no. You're like, what would you do if it was your girlfriend, Shelly? And she goes, I'd be too busy to eat cake. Peanut Gallery's laughing. You guys are missing out. So, I remember when the easier, softer way, I thought it was getting loaded. And, you know, we've talked about this in meetings many times.
Uh-huh.
You know, here I am sitting in a meeting, and I think to myself, I'm going to get loaded.
Uh-huh.
God, that requires a lot of action. First of all, I got to have money that nobody knows about.
Start the tape.
And
the tape
so
begins.
Hidden money. Then I'm going to go out, and I'm going, because no one can know, and I'm going to get loaded. And I'm going to do the dumb thing I always did, which is even though I have a bunch of money, because I know I need a bunch of money,
yeah.
I'm only going to buy a quarter gram because I'm going to manage and control.
Yeah.
And
like always.
I'm going to go back and forth 37 times at a dealer's house till I run out of money that is hidden money.
Right.
Now I'm going to need to get out money that is known money.
Right.
I'm going to take it out of the ATM.
So now you need excuses.
I'm going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to run out of money. Going to go to the ATM 5 minutes after midnight. Going to get out more money. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to the dealer's house. Getting loaded. Then I'm going to go back to my house and I'm going to have the open house garage sale, which is anything in my pad that I think my dealer might want. Going to take that item with me to the dealer's house, trade it. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back. And of course, I'm not lucky anymore. So I'm going to get pulled over. At which point I'm going to be arrested.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take Prop 36, which is in California as a drug program.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go to said drug program. I'm going to attend the drug and alcohol school they send me to.
Uh-huh.
They're going to provide me with the court card that I need to take to meetings and get signed.
Uh-huh. And you're in a meeting when you think of it.
Which is where I was in the frickin' first place. Now, which is easier? Sitting in the meeting, going and doing all that other stuff.
But here's the thing.
I submitted sitting in a meeting.
We're at a point in our sobriety where we know this is just easier. It was really difficult out there in retrospect.
Yes.
But for someone who just walked in the door, what is it about this program that seems so difficult that it just seems easier to just say F it and go get loaded?
True. I don't get it. I didn't even get it when it was me. I couldn't even tell you. I was like in the Big Book where they say the alcoholic has no more idea of why he drank than you do.
Yep.
Because most of the time we don't know. How about you, Shelley?
How about me what?
How about you, whatever.
I don't
voice know. Of reason. Throw something in here.
Apparently I'm not the voice of reason because you just said after I got done talking that, well, apparently this show is going down the toilet. So I'm not the voice of reason tonight, Mr. Resentment Creator.
Thanks.
I was going to say,
give Howard something else to complain about.
I was going to say the voice of resentment there.
Yes.
Wendy, pay attention to your sponsor right here. You're going to learn a lot.
Yes, I'm being... Hey, if you can't be a good example, at least be a horrible one.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking you might throw out a, I don't know, quick 10 step there, but no. Okay, go ahead.
On what?
On your comments to Mark. She's looking around like she has no idea. I'm not holding Mark away from that as well. Mark might have to make an amends to you.
What? Well, you can manage your own program over there, Mr. McBossy.
Oh
Pants.
No, I'm running the bell. Ding ding. Round two.
Well, the peanut gallery said that he was pantomiming the word God. Yes.
He thinks he's God?
No, as in like God is the easier, softer way.
He was holding up his knees, he's like,
well, then what was
word.
It? Speak up.
He's like, one word, three letters. Okay, no one at home is hearing this,
I
so
see.
Shelley.
He's saying that the thing in the program, when people talk about God or their higher powers or whatever, that's the one thing that makes people think is too much work, and they say, F it, and they leave and go get loaded.
Oh, they do the short version of the Serenity Prayer. F it.
Yep.
And how do you feel about that, Shelley?
Possibly some people do.
Well, thanks for expounding on that.
So, what should they do?
Pick on Shelley night?
What should they do?
They should work the freaking steps or die.
Whichever is the easier, softer way?
Right.
I think the easier, softer way is working the steps. Because death, it's not so easy. Sometimes it's too easy to get, but it's not what really works out.
What the heck are we talking about?
The easier, softer way.
I know, but I'm not
giving
exactly
my
sure.
girlfriend a cake.
I have no idea which direction
question.
We're going.
I answered that question for you. I don't think Shelley ever answered it.
You look like you're falling asleep, so I'm not sure you even know what you're saying.
He needs coffee.
I'm ready to go to coffee.
Again.
You're doing the head wiggle with your eyes drooping.
I'm still waiting for you to answer Mark's question.
What question?
Should
remember the question
Debbie
we asked last week?
Cake.
Why don't people send us topics anymore? And let's see if we can do some really bad shows to encourage them to do so.
Here are your shows, people.
Here's your show.
Mark asked you if he should give Debbie a cake.
She said give her half a cake.
I did answer that, Mr. I'm not falling asleep.
Did she answer it?
She said give her half a cake. Now let's
no,
walk
you said
through
you'd
this.
Give her half a cake.
Yeah. Now let's walk through this. Give her half a cake. So how do you suppose that turns out for me if I show up with half a cake? How receptive is she going to be to that?
You're
going to
sleep on the couch.
Well, if it was me, I'd be perfectly happy with half a cake if I'd made half an effort.
So is the easier, softer way for me to give her a whole cake?
Yeah, or you can get her one of those little mini cakes.
No, no, no. The smarter thing to do is to give her a whole cake.
Yeah, why is that, Bruce?
Or you'll be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Sex, once again, helps you work good program. Page 69 in the Big Book.
Or 96, depending on how you look at it.
Well, but 69 is where they talk about sex.
I know, but you could also go to the top of page 96 and get some rather pertinent instructions there, too.
Man, what does it say, Shelley?
It says, do not be discouraged if your prospect does not respond at once. Seek out another alcoholic and try again.
You are sure?
To find someone who will accept with eagerness what you have to offer.
We're sure to find someone desperate,
desperate enough.
To accept with eagerness what you have to offer.
I like that.
Yeah. So, Shelly.
Yes?
What's your final words?
Oh, thank God.
On the easier, softer
yes,
way.
That's my final words. Yeah, the recovery, depending on how you, whatever way you get recovery, that is the easier, softer way. It does take a little bit of work to stay sober in a 12-step recovery program because you actually have to work the steps in order for it to work.
Yes.
But it's a heck of a lot easier than trying to figure out how I'm going to get to four different grocery stores on the same day and hide the charges.
You never really hid the charges.
No,
well.
I didn't do very well with that.
No. Mark,
yeah.
Final words. Easier, softer way.
It's easier to stay sober than to get sober.
That's true. And it's easier to stay sober than to get loaded.
Yeah.
Shelly, who's our friend back east?
What were your final words?
It's easier to stay sober than to get loaded.
Oh. I thought you were just commenting.
Miss, I'm saying that Bruce is falling asleep.
He piggybacked mine.
Okay, that's what I was unaware of. Back east. That would be our friend Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes?
People listen to the shoe.
We appreciate that.
We do.
However they do that, by whatever means they find the show. However. If it is not a way that ends up landing them on our site, we ask that you go to recovery1.net or last30days.com, and that will land you on our site, and you will be directed to our Podomatic site. We ask at that point that you become a member of Podomatic. You'll receive updates of shows when they're posted. You can comment. You can like. You can follow. You can leave topic suggestions on the latest show. We'll be happy to do them. You can also add us to your playlists.
For all your rock and party needs.
That's it.
If you would like to join Podomatic really easily from recovery101.net, click sign in up at the top right. And it will take you to a page and it will say sign in with Facebook. And if you're a Facebook friendly, you can click on that and it will sign you in with your Facebook information. Which is real easy, free, and fun. Now, if you want to be a little more anonymous about your recovery, you can join the Recovery 101 group on Facebook. If you don't give a crap about anonymity, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101, rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, use the lead on music by
Electra.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Good night, Howard.
And take care of you.
Good night, Howard.
I've been to the ends, and I have pictures to show all of my friends. I've been all alone, and I've been desperate and searching for something. I've been to the end with no one there. To It can't show.